the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They need not depart. You give them to eat. So the Lord said to his disciples. They were in a desert place. There was no food. There was very little water. And he was telling them to feed the 5,000. Of course, this is a story we all know. Even people that are not religious know of this story. And it's not just a story. It's not just an event that happened. It's actually an event that is happening, or should be happening, in the heart of every Christian at every moment. Because if you are not giving to eat to those who need to eat, then you're not a Christian. Christianity is not a solitary pursuit. We are of the church. And the church reaches out in love to everyone, both those that are in the church and out of it. We are to give to eat, not the bishops and the priests and the deacons only. Everyone. So when the Lord tells them, they don't have to go, you give them to eat, he's speaking to us too. Now the fathers make it clear that this statement also is about the church. The church nourishes. The Lord doesn't walk the earth anymore. He's still among us, but he doesn't speak to us face to face like he did in that time. Now, through his servants, he gives his grace. His priests, his bishops, but also all of his people. But this is a difficult task. We're in the desert, and we're supposed to give people to eat. Remember, this is not just a story. You have to enter into the deeper meaning of this story. It is very fortuitous. It happened about 8-9 years ago that the prophet Elijah and this gospel were coincident. And it is again today. And it is truly amazing, the things about Elias and the things about the feeding of the 5,000, how they mesh together. The Lord says, give to eat. And we could say, I don't know how to give anybody to eat. I can barely handle my own life. I don't pray very much. I still sin. I'm still lazy. How can I give anybody to eat? And I tell you, that kind of feeling resounds in the heart of a pastor all the time. Because I tell you, hundreds of times, thousands of times, I have felt way out of my element. Not able to give what a person needs to have. And yet, I think there have been times when they've gotten what they've needed. Not because I gave them to eat. Just I was the one passing out the bread. The Lord caused the bread to multiply. It's the same with all of you. Just because you're out of your element, just because you're a sinner, is no excuse. Just because you don't always say your prayers, is no excuse. We must give the people of God to eat. Now, Elias was a man of like passions as we, says the apostle. And yet he prayed fervently. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again. And the rain came down, and the earth brought forth her fruit. A man of like passions with we, as we. And his story is particularly descriptive. Everyone should know his story by heart. Of course, I don't mean the exact words that are in 2 Kings and 4 Kings. I don't mean that. But I mean the essence of what he did. Truly amazing things. And yet, he also got really scared. And he ran away like a coward. And after he ran away like a coward, the Lord fed him. He went 40 days, and he went to a mountain, and the Lord spoke to him after his act of cowardice. Of course, his act of cowardice occurred after an act of great bravery, where he caused a sacrifice to be immolated that had been filled with water, and the prophets of Baal were all put to death by his order. But then he got scared. And he ran away, and he thought, it would be better for me to die. But the Lord still had purpose for his servant. Well, Elias is a great man, greater than any of us. But his sins are clear to see in the scriptures, and also his virtues. Well, our sins are clear to see, or at least we should see them pretty clearly. But God can still make these sins into virtues, because we must give of others to eat. We must give to them by believing and struggling and somehow getting it done. Now, in the case of the desert, and the Lord says, give them to eat, he caused the bread to multiply it, and it was a visible thing that happened, and the apostles could see it with their own eyes and taste it with their own tongues. But this is happening all the time. The desert is always present. In a Christian, he should feel there's desert in him. If you don't feel desert in you, then you haven't looked closely enough at yourself. If you don't see darkness in yourself, then you have not opened your eyes. Because when you open your eyes and look inside yourself, you'll see that there is darkness, that there is sin, that there is weakness. But despite all that, the Lord can use us as we give ourselves to him. Elias, all of the apostles, all of the prophets, all of the saints, they're not so much different than us. We have like passions as they. We have uncertainties, just like they did. We get frightened, just like they did. I'm sure even some of them sometimes didn't say their prayers. We're not much different, except that we don't try as hard. We must try harder, like Elias did. He prayed fervently, and then there was no rain because of his zeal for God and his love of God. Despite the fact that there were still passions within him, there were still weaknesses, there were still things to come that would show that he had darkness in him. But God still used his servant because his servant offered himself. You know, Elias, after the Holocaust was burnt and everything, he had this discussion with God. I'm the only one left. He felt totally alone in the world. It was a hopeless situation, sort of like being in a desert where there is no food and no water, or sort of like being a sinner that can't seem to stop sinning, or a person who can't seem to start good habits and stop bad ones. But he wasn't alone. He just felt alone. We're not without resources. We just feel without resources many times because of our lack of faith. God is always there in the desert. God was with Elijah. God is with us, even if we don't always feel him. And the only reason we don't feel him is because of our lack of faith. But really, God can work with those that lack faith as long as they desire to have faith, as long as they prioritize their life so that they could have faith. Even when Elias was at the darkest moments of his life, he didn't apostatize from God. He still believed. He still had zeal. He just didn't know what to do with it. He had no clue what to do next. He knew that there was a price on his head. He was scared. He thought he was alone. But he persevered. And God used him. It's the same with us. Not just pastors. It should be with all of you. Every Christian should have a pastoral heart. Every Christian should see people that need help and desire to help them. And every Christian should see people that need help and say, I have no clue how to help this person. Their needs are too great. Their weaknesses are too profound. I don't know how to strengthen them. I don't know how to help them. But God knows. And if you make yourself available, then God will help. Through you. As he did through the prophet Elias, through the apostles, through all of the saints. Brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian, you will give others to eat. Now, if you feel that you are starving yourself because of a lackluster spiritual life, then struggle to become better. But even in the midst of this, while you're having your struggles, God still is saying, there are people out there and give them to eat. I think a big problem with Christianity today, I'm talking about the real thing, not the thing that, I don't care about the stuff that's on TV and on billboards and stuff like that. That's an imitation. I'm talking about true Christianity. The people of God, we don't reach out enough to others. We don't think enough about others. The Lord thought about others all the time. And he talked about others all the time. If you want to improve your own life, think of others. Give others to eat. I know this to be true in my own life. I feel profoundly my weaknesses. And yet also I've seen profound things happen that I was associated with. And I don't know how it happened. I have no idea. I was just around. I don't know who said this, but it's true. 90% of life is just showing up. You make yourself available. You pray the best you can. You seek wisdom from God. And you give others to eat. You best be thinking about that all the time. Your day-to-day life is not just get up, make coffee, go to work, come home. It's to care about others. Now, perhaps physically doing things, yes. But also prayer for others. Many times when I say my prayers, I think, my prayers are not very attentive here. Why would God hear the prayers of a sinner like me? It's one of the reasons, by the way, I love the fact that I'm a priest. Because as a priest in the altar, the Lord is hearing the prayers of his priest, not of me personally. It doesn't have to do with my agency or with my own sinlessness or anything. My own sanctity, because I don't have any sanctity. But as a priest in front of the altar, praying for others, God hears the prayers of his priests. But he also hears the prayers of all of his people. So you best pray. And maybe you have that little voice inside you that says, you know, I don't pray with much attention. I know the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But I'm not righteous, so how can my prayer be effectual? Don't listen to all that stuff. Just pray. Just make yourself available to other people. Look at this gospel as an order, a mandate to you, because it is. When the Lord says things in the gospel, they're not just these nice little statements to pontificate about. They are orders to his people. We are his people. So we are to give to eat. And although we have passions, we can still give to eat. Because Elias had passions, and his ministry was enormous. Ours might be smaller, but it is still very important. Brothers and sisters, consider yourself a Christian only if you are looking to give others to eat. Don't worry about how you're going to be able to get it done. God will do it. God will make the bread. God will divide the fish. But you must be the one handing it out. May God help us to follow this important commandment to give others to eat. Amen.